And we want to check in Virginia, where the search continues for Hannah Graham, the 18-year-old University of Virginia student who disappeared last month. 5 years ago, another young woman on campus for a rock concert also went missing. And police say there may be a link between the women and the suspect they have in custody. From WVTF and Radio IQ in Charlottesville, Sandy Hausman reports.
On September 12th, Hannah Graham, a sophomore at the University of Virginia, went to dinner with friends, stopped by a couple of parties where there was drinking, then left alone. Shortly after 1 a.m., she texted to say she was lost, and that was the last time friends heard from her. Security cameras from local businesses showed Graham walking, somewhat unsteadily, toward an area called the Downtown Mall. Charlottesville Police Chief Tim Longo held a news conference to talk about how worried her family was and to beg for help from the public.
There were people on the mall, and I'm hoping that they're hearing my words and seeing my frustration and hearing the pain that this family is experiencing and pick up the phone and tell us something, regardless of how insignificant you think it might be.
A few days later, Graham's parents talked to the media. Sue Graham looked distraught, closing her eyes and holding back tears as her husband John spoke.
This is every parent's worst nightmare. I'm certain that everybody in this room and those watching knows that what happened to Hannah could happen to their child.
Pleas from the Grahams and police generated 3,000 tips from the public and more security videos, this time showing Graham on the mall. People on social media pointed to something police did not at first see. Here's Detective James Mooney.
You see Hannah Graham walking eastbound. You can clearly see this black male with dreadlocks cross to the other side of the mall, and then he travels eastbound behind her. An additional video shows that same black male with dreadlocks with his hands around Hannah Graham's waist.
The man was 32-year-old Jesse L.J. Matthew Jr. He's a former high school football star who played at two universities where he was accused of sexual assault, but no charges were filed. This time, police got a search warrant, confiscated his car, and kept an eye on him. But Chief Longo said he got away.
State and federal authorities who were overtly monitoring his movement saw him get into a car, leave a location to Albemarle County at a high rate of speed, driving in a manner that was reckless and placed others in danger, so much so they had to disengage.
Now here's where this story takes a turn. The parents of 20-year-old Morgan Harrington, who disappeared from the University of Virginia campus in 2009, had started a website called Save the Next Girl. A woman living near Galveston, Texas, read about L.J. Matthew on that website. When she saw a man camping beside a car with Virginia plates, she called the sheriff, and Matthew was soon behind bars. By this time, results had come back from Virginia's crime lab, and police accused Matthew of kidnapping Graham,
charging him with a Class 2 felony of abduction with the intent to defile.
Morgan Harrington's remains were found in a farm field in 2010, and DNA linked the murder to a rape in Northern Virginia in 2005. The victim in that attack gave police a description, leading to a sketch that looks very much like Matthew. Now, state police say evidence links the Harrington and Graham cases. Several police departments in Virginia are reviewing their cold cases, wondering if Matthew might be tied to as many as 10 unsolved murders. Morgan Harrington's mother is not surprised.
I was told from the very beginning that it's most likely that Morgan's killer would be found from DNA on another body or in another crime.
The search continues for Hannah Graham, and once again, there's a technological advance that's helping police. An aerial drone is flying over farm fields and woods, where public tips suggest she might be found. For Here and Now, I'm Sandy Hausman.